This room, the treasury, is aptly named. It is home to an astonishing array of rare objects that exhibit the most precious materials and most demanding techniques employed in medieval art. A perfect example is the cup in this case. Look closely at the decoration. The surface is covered with delicate plant forms, and climbing about among them are many mischievous apes. Near the base, four of the apes are robbing a human peddler while he and his watchdog sleep. In the vines above, an ape holds up a gold coin and swings a stolen purse. The apes are making merry on all sides of the cup, and they've invaded the inside too. The small mirror suspended above allows you to see them hunting stags in a forest. It may be surprising to see light-hearted decoration on a precious object of such obvious refinement. The design was applied in painted enamel, an astonishingly difficult medium to handle. It required the enameler to fix minute amounts of glass powder on the upright vessel without any device to contain them. This is the sort of luxury that a prince of the 1430s might commission. The cloister's collection is rich in wonders like this, and they testify to the astonishing skills of goldsmiths and the tastes of their patrons. This brings us to the end of our tour together, but I encourage you to continue exploring these galleries. I hope your visit has piqued your imagination and refreshed your sense of the Middle Ages. Much though the world has changed, medieval art still has much to offer us today. And remember that the cloisters is never the same in two visits. Because it's open to the outdoors, it changes with the seasons, the weather, even the time of day. If you've enjoyed your visit today, please come again to see this landmark and its treasures in another light. Thank you for joining us today. This has been an Antenna International production.